I have a relative that I absolutely hated because she always said the wrong thing at the wrong time. And she was mean and judgmental and critical and gave me advice when I didn't want it. It was often bad advice. But I knew that she loved me and I really wanted a good relationship with her. I just couldn't make those things happen. So I was like, yes, I can. I tried to figure it out. So I tried something that I bet you've tried too, or at least you've tried to try, that doesn't really work, which is this. I would say to myself the very true truth, which is when I am mean, judgmental, and critical, it's because I had a bad day or I was triggered from childhood or something was up with me. But when she's mean, judgmental, and critical, it's because she just doesn't care enough about me to be nice. So I started to think about her bad day and her hard childhood. And that led to pity, which is not the same as love because it doesn't have respect. And this person, and I think a lot of critical people, really wanted respect. So I went back to the drawing board and I had this realization that changed not only this relationship, but a lot of others, which was this. I realized that almost every critical person I know, every judgmental person I know, was trained to believe that the epitome of love is controlling somebody into safety. And when I realized that, I started to hear those words instead. And by those words, I mean this. When she gave me a judgment or a criticism or advice, or whatever, I heard, I love you so much and I'm terrified that if you don't do what I'm telling you, if you don't act this way, look this way, think this way, etc., then you won't be safe. That's it. It transformed my relationship. We started to have such a playful relationship because I would respond as if that's what she said. So she'd give me a criticism about how I looked, and my response was, thanks for looking out for me. You're so good at that. You're so good at that thing you said, or whatever. I would say thanks for looking out for me, and then a genuine compliment. Not because I was trying to compliment her, but because I was seeing from her eyes. She was like, this is what I have to offer you. Take it, please. I was able to see the love. I also, in some instances, really had to set boundaries. I couldn't think that way about her. I couldn't see the love, even though I understood rationally. Although truly thinking that made 90% of our conversations great. There was 10% that I just couldn't quite handle. And this is how I set the boundaries. So first of all, I am a recovering people pleaser. And this whole just say no, no is a complete sentence thing. I am not against it. I just can't do it. It hurts me. It hurts me. I walk away from just saying no or ignoring somebody or whatever, going, oh my God, what did I, no, I have to repair that. They're going to hate me. No, I don't have to repair it. No, it's good. I said no. That's a good thing. Ah, it's just like white knuckling it through the no, you know? So I started doing something else that has turned almost all my no's into connection, which is this. I did this to my husband last night. When it comes to a boundary, I don't believe boundaries are firm lines in the sand. Very rarely, because I'm always changing. They're always changing. My thoughts are always changing. And I don't want to have to be like, oh yeah, right. I hate that. I forgot. So I set boundaries like this. It's a three-step process. Okay. It's a formula. One, I acknowledge out loud. I state their positive intention. Then I state my positive intention. Then I tell them the boundary. For instance, I say, I know you love me and you have really good reasons for saying what you're saying or doing what you're doing. I really love you and I want to have a great relationship with you. And because of that, I can't talk about this, or I can't do that, or I can't X, Y, Z. I have to say no to this. And then I move on. That's it. I'll explain. Sometimes I'll explain because I know why. I'll be like, oh, I'm really activated. This kind of triggers me. And I need space about this. We could talk about it later. Maybe, I don't know. Just right now, this is a no. And then if I have the bandwidth, I give another topic, or I switch the topic, or I go do something, whatever. That's my normal way of setting boundaries. I do it all the time. And I ask my friends and my family and my loved ones to do the same thing back to me. With this person, I still did that. I'd be like, I know you're doing that for really good reasons, but I can't hear the good reasons because I'm too hurt. I'm too triggered by it. And so I got a knot for now. But then she would inevitably cross the boundary again because it's her habit. And this is controversial. Some people are probably not going to like this because, I don't know, they want to draw hard lines. I still love her. I still wanted to have the great relationship with her. So when she inevitably crossed the boundary, sometimes I would genuinely kind of laugh like she was a little kid who forgot, you know? And other times I would be hurt and I'd go, I can't talk about that. And then I would deflect, which I know a lot of people don't love, but it works really well in certain situations. And by deflect, I mean ask for advice about something she's good at or really into, or ask to be taught something that she's really good at or into. So I knew that the stuff she was saying that was hurtful was in an effort to prove her worth or show how much she loved me. So I would just give her a better alternative to doing that. Like, I have other people in my life who love history. I don't know very much about it. I love it when they talk about it. And I just go, what's the most recent thing you learned about history, gardening, cooking? What have you been doing? What do you think young people these days just don't understand? I don't know. You find the thing that they're really into and that they always have advice for, that you don't mind getting advice for, and ask about that. That's what I do. Do I think that everyone should do that? No. Do I think it will work for everyone? No. But it's my story and it's what works for me. And I'm really curious what works for you. Really curious. So please put it in the comments. Tell me and other people what you do with the relationships you have trouble with and the boundaries that you try to set. And we'll have a beautiful little conversation about how to all have better relationships. Okay, I hope you love your day. I hope you love you. Good morning.